Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Should key workers in Dublin get rent subsidies? This is research carried out by Red Sea Research and Marketing, and they found that 79% of Dubliners think that the key workers living in Dublin should get some form of rent allowance. Dublin-based businessman Pascal Taggart is with us here on Lunchtime Live today because, Pascal, this is something I believe you support.
Yes, I've been at this proceed for the last couple of years, you know. And you might ask, why am I at it? Because that's the first thing. But just to say that my wife was a nurse, my mother was a nurse, my mother-in-law was a nurse. I was chairman of a hospital in Dublin, where every month our biggest problem were, have we enough nurses? And if it wasn't for Filipinos and Italians and foreign nurses, we could close the place down. I also have connection with my brother, was a principal teacher for 40 years. My sister-in-law, a principal teacher for 40 years. My nephew and nieces, both vice principals. And then on the law and order side, my father was a constable in the Admiralty Constabulary in Antrim, where he was minding torpedoes. My brother was a policeman. His daughter is a policewoman, and her husband's a policeman.
Yeah, so it's a lot of civil servants in the family, Pascal.
But a lot of, you know, I think these are one of the finest occupations. And these people have been treated very, very badly over the last two or three decades in Dublin, where the rental crisis is such that they can't afford to live here. And there's several reasons for that. I don't know why you want me to go into these reasons, but they're very, very obvious.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And I suppose, there's two scales to this. And you've got those that are renting and at the same time, those that are trying to buy, both faced with the same issue, which is the affordability and supply. So in an effort to try and address that, should we look at some sort of allowance for people?
Because there's no doubt. I mean, I think we have to go further than that. I think that we've got to ensure that there's affordable rental accommodation for these professions and other key workers close to where they live. And this is the way it is in London and these other places. Mm. And these other capital cities have got a big advantage. They have underground rail systems and trams. Our professional workers are living in Naas, they're living in Navan, they're living in Leixlip. It's an hour and a half to get in and an hour and a half to get out. It's expensive, it's stressful. So we have to look after these professional workers.
Okay.
Two questions I just want to ask Pascal.
Just on this, because I've, as you can probably imagine, a lot of people on the line looking to chat about this today. How do you define who is a key worker? Who qualifies for this?
Well, key workers are well defined in London. There's thousands of workers. Obviously, teachers, nurses, Gardaí are frontline workers, but so are ambulance drivers, so are prison wardens, so are people who cannot work remotely. In other words, they have no choice to do 24/7 in certain cases at the coalface. So they're clearly defined, and it's not that big a job. But obviously, our political parties and our unions don't seem to want to know. If you take the logical position, then any of these people who live in Lifford and Donegal, or Knocknock, Oshawa and Kerry, they get exactly the same paying conditions as someone living in the centre of Dublin, where rents are way,
okay,
way higher.
Okay, so it's the teachers, it's the guards, is it the retail worker?
No, you see, it's not retail workers. Retail workers are employed by the private sector. So therefore, if I want to employ anyone,
okay,
very
so
much
it's
with this.
Public servants is what we're talking
servants.
About. And should it, Pascal, and should it relate to where you live or where you work?
Where you work, absolutely where you work. I mean, these people have to live near where they work.
Yeah, so it's only people in Dublin, basically, not the surrounding area, but Dublin should be entitled to this.
But people said to me, there's an All-Ireland problem for Gardaí and that nowadays, so that it could be.
Well, that's the thing,
and Cork,
yeah. Huge rents all over the country.
So,
okay, stay with me, Pascal, if you don't mind, for a few moments, because I just want to bring in a couple of people about this. 1800-453-106, that's the number. I think we've Róisín with us on the line. Róisín is from the Education Coalition in Dublin West. You're a primary school teacher, Róisín. I presume you'd be quite happy to take this rent allowance?
Yeah, I mean, it's just so clear that it's really, really needed. The situation is that the average rent in Dublin is about 2,300. Average rent nationwide is 2,100. And take-home pay for a teacher in their first year is 2,000 euros. So the average rent nationwide costs over 100% of a teacher's starting salary. So it's literally financially impossible for a teacher to live independently as a renter or even to buy, you know, for several years starting out. So I can't see any reason why it shouldn't be done. And, you know, financial experts say that your rent should not cost more than about one third of your take home pay. So 33%. And we're at a point where the average rent nationwide is over 100% of a teacher's take home pay and of their starting salary. So
will it not pose difficulties though, Roisin, for your colleagues that are maybe maybe based around the, you know, the surrounding area, Meath, Kildare, around Dublin, commuter belt, Cork, Galway, you know, if you're getting the allowance and they aren't?
Yeah, well, I think that's not, I think we need to look at proportionate solutions for all counties instead of just, you know, having only one thing in one limited area. Just because you might have something in Dublin doesn't mean you can't do other proportionate things in other counties. So you could apply, you know, a Dublin allowance for rent and then apply a lower allowance for rent in other counties that is, you know, a proportionate percentage of whatever the rent costs in that county. I know that the teachers union passed a motion for a city allowance in recent years, which means it would not just be applied to Dublin, but would be applied to other cities like Cork and Galway. And people were talking about applying it in such a way that you'd be eligible depending on where you work as opposed to where you live. So if you were working as a teacher in Dublin, you could be eligible if you were living in Meath and commuting in. So there are options and possibilities for how you could make it, you know, a tiered system and give a proportionate allowance according to, you know, exactly where it's more expensive or less expensive.
Okay. Declan is with us too, Roisin. Declan, I believe you're a healthcare worker. Is this fair?
And it is. And I'll tell you just my own situation. I was with the healthcare work I do, I'm kind of more based out in community. Okay. Do you understand now? So I'd be visiting houses. I might have to be in different locations. Now, I was given a chance transfer up to or work in kind of the down the suburb, like, you know, the southern end of Dublin, which was fine, which wouldn't have been too bad because I just would have been out on the motorway and up. But I had to turn it down because I was not able to find parking spaces. And this is something now I need to make a thing about. I believe someone like a key worker like myself, that if I was to do something like that, I should be given a car parking pass. I have to park outside someone's house, but there may be a parking meter out there. The nearest place I can go is, I'd have to pay for that car parking, and by the time you'd get to places, and I also believe a key worker in some places should be have a free travel pass. I mean, what it could save, the hassle. So just remember that if you're out in the community, so it's the difficulty of trying to find somewhere to park, and then when you do find somewhere to park, it's the cost of that car park, and you do that a few times, several times a day. This is on top of it. And I believe that a key worker, especially in healthcare, should be given that a free park pass. Now, if it's abused, fine, that can be, you deal with that.
Sure, of course. But I mean, you're not going to just, I mean, I say this, Declan, you know, with the greatest respect, you're not going to just use that pass on the day you're working. I mean, if I had that pass, I'd be using it every weekend. Don't tell me key workers, well, of course, why wouldn't you?
Well,
but of course it'll be abused.
No, but if you could get around it in so far as different locations, different. No, I mean, but there needs to be something. That's something that isn't being looked at.
Okay, there should be this.
And in fairness, like you could have some key workers, especially now in Dublin. No, okay, not maybe as much down here, but in the big city like Dublin or places where you have the Lewis and you have the bus and the Dart, could leave the car behind and could do their work. You know, and take
okay.
With I'm just making a point. Like, for
yeah,
example,
I take your point. Just actually on that, Jason Cullen from the Dublin Commuter Coalition is with us. We might ask about Declan's suggestion around the travel pass or parking pass, Jason, in a moment. But you know, should Roisin and those working in Dublin, key workers, should they get some kind of rent subsidy?
I mean, the ultimate problem here is that we have a cost of living issue. And with the greatest respect to political parties who've just been successfully negotiated a programme for government, you're not going to tax relief your way out of this problem. And it has a knock-on effect. And the callers that you've had on before, they're speaking about, you know, doctors, firefighters, things like that, police. These are, you know, people who are might be on the average wage or above the average wage, who might be looking at renting a place by themselves. But, you know, within those key workers, you have your service staff, you know, the cleaners on the buses and the trains. You've got your special needs assistance teachers, people who are...
See, where do you draw the line? I can think of 20 people who classify themselves as a key worker. And by the sounds of this, not everybody's going to qualify. So should we have it at all, Jason?
But you're not going to encourage... special needs assistant teachers by giving them an extra 100 quid a week to live in a shared accommodation with four other people. You need to give them houses that they own themselves, you know. I just don't believe that this would particularly resolve the issue we have, which is a cost of living issue across the board. And what we have at the moment, the housing crisis is pushing people further and further and further outside of the, you know, the big cities, particularly within Dublin, which is within my own remit. You have people moving Drogheda and Naas even further beyond where the public transport services, you know, they're not there. They're never going to be to an adequate level to bring in the mass amount of population that we need to, unless we get digging and boring tunnels like it's going out of fashion, which just isn't going to happen.
I would have reservations. Like, I understand the idea around this, but where I have reservations, like, does this mean that everybody in the healthcare system would get it? Because absolutely, those working on the front line and the nurses, I can understand that they would need a rent allowance subsidy.
People who are running transport service as well, the people who are feeding them, you know what I mean? The restaurateurs, the wholesalers, the people driving the goods and bandages and that kind of stuff into the hospitals, you know, where do you draw the line on this? It costs more to live in Dublin, but it is way too expensive.
And I wouldn't fancy telling the special needs assistant in the primary school class who is, you know, doing an incredible job, you don't qualify for this, but actually the teacher who's earning more than you, she'll get it. Claire is with us. Claire, is this a good idea? Rent subsidies for people living in Dublin?
Well, why not give it to everybody who lives and works in Dublin then? Because it costs us all money to get to work. And to be honest with you, it's always about the public sector and all that sort of stuff. What about the private sector that actually creates the wealth in this country? Where's our allowance?
I
live in Dublin and
then.
I work in Dublin.
Should it be means tested?
Well, I think it could be means tested. I think that would be fairer. But you can't just constantly give stuff to civil servants and teachers and nurses and that. We're all in it together. We're all trying to get to work. And we're all trying to create a salary for ourselves and keep the economy going. So why should one sector get it above another? If that was the case, nobody would work in the private sector. Mm. And so then where would we be? There'd be no money or wealth created in the country at all. The economy would falter.
You'd also have an issue, you know, with trying to attract staff, I would imagine, to areas that are on the borderline.
I'm a legal secretary and we can't get legal secretaries. They're not paid enough to work in Dublin and live in Dublin. It's right across the board. Mm. Why should you single out one sector over another? Then you'd have too many people going into the nursing and there wouldn't be jobs for them. And there'd be nurses coming out left, right and centre, or doctors, and they'd be saying, sorry, we're full. You've got to create a full economy. Every job should be filled to create a proper economy. But as I said, it's the private sector that creates the wealth.
I don't know how you decide who an essential or it's not even it's key
exactly.
worker is the language
we're all
used.
Essential. Anybody getting up and going to work and paying their taxes is an essential worker.
Well, in
most
London, in London,
mortgages.
It's the provision of care and education, roles that provide, roles that support public safety, transportation and utilities.
Who pays the taxes to provide these services? We all pay our taxes. So should one taxpayer be above another? Mm. Even if one taxpayer is paying more than another? and it's like some taxpayers or people, they have buses running for them or whatever. Like, I have to get up and get my own bus or get a taxi. Like yesterday, I had to get a taxi to go to work. There was no buses. And I'm only in Clontarf. I only have to come down the road, but I had to get paid 20 quid for a taxi. Like, where are those services for people who have to go to work?
What about you, Aisling? Do you think key workers should be entitled to this rent allowance?
Actually, I would come at it from a different angle and say that maybe what should be done is that you have, you know, you've got a lot of land that's owned by the government, be it attached to hospitals, be it attached to schools, be it old Garda stations, beside old Garda stations, land beside these places that the government already owns, that they could then build accommodation for the essential workers and then charge them a, you know, a fair rent based on their income. That's what they do across places like France and maybe in other countries across Europe. But, you know, where they provide the accommodation along with the job, right? So that then the essential workers who generally don't get a huge salary and do struggle to find somewhere to live and probably, as back to another caller had said, have to commute miles to get to work. And generally it's shift work that starts very early, ends very late outside of, you know, sort of bus timetables and public transport generally. You know, there's a lack of like that kind of infrastructure that I think could be used to accommodate people. And yes, they do have to pay rent. It will pay off eventually, but it won't be, you know, it wouldn't be for a profit for the government, but would certainly would, you know, pay for itself eventually over time. That's the kind of thing we need.
We actually used to do that, didn't we, years ago?
I think so. Yeah, certainly barracks and things like that would have been. And we've gone away from that now. But, you know, resources from maybe the lottery, resources from CAB, you know, all of these, this money that is brought in there. You know, there are resources there that could be earmarked for this kind of thing. And, you know, build proper accommodation. Does the, you know, National Children's Hospital, does that have any accommodation for the nurses and doctors going in there? Like, you know, the university, like there's plenty of things that could be done.
We could look at it maybe from a different angle. A lot of people, as you can probably guess, getting in contact about this. Texter asks, what is the definition of a key worker? Are we talking about the nurse, the doctor? Is it the guard, the teacher? Maybe it's the truck driver. Is it the bin collector? What about the mechanics that fix those trucks? Who is a key worker? Another listener asking, who's going to pay for this? Will it be back to the private business employer again? Listener says, I'm a locksmith. Who decides what is an essential worker? During COVID, I was classified as an essential worker. Will that still be the case? You can see, Pascal, this would cause an awful lot of consternation if it were to come to pass.
It wouldn't. Let me give you a solution. And, you know, obviously the reason I did this was it was a put forward solution. And that young lady is hit it in the head. And as I say, it's well defined who key workers are. They're people who are frontline, who can't work remotely, who are not in the private sector, who are not accountants, not solicitors, not IT. All these people are earning a lot of money, paying a lot of taxes, but they want services. They want a city that can function. So I'm going to give you a solution, okay? You take what that young lady is saying, you take council sites all around Dublin, and you build on them. Mm. And I've worked out the figures. It's 350,000 for a two-bedroom apartment or a two-bedroom house. Now, these premises or houses will be owned in perpetuity by the state. The cost is 350,000. They can be easily funded. You can take the lottery money and do it all in one go, easy. Or you can borrow money at cheap rates from the state.
And have all the key workers sort of living in one complex if they required rental accommodation.
Correct. But I mean, there would be a mixture. There would be guards, nurses and teachers. And these are what people want in their locality. This is where people are scared. This is where people believe that the centre of Dublin...
It's an interesting suggestion. It's an interesting suggestion, all right, Pascal. We'll have to leave it there for the moment. Dublin-based businessman Pascal Taggart there, Roisin, Jason, Declan, Aisling and Claire as well. Thanks a million for getting in touch. 087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number. Keep your thoughts coming into us about this. Should Dublin key workers get some form of a rent subsidy?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Curb your cravings this winter with My Mochi Ice Cream. Rich, creamy, premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, soft dough. My Mochi ice cream is gluten-free and comes in tons of amazing flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream. Your taste buds won't believe it's only around 70 calories per piece. Indulge in the joyfully chill flavors of My Mochi ice cream today. Look for the purple box of My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a store near you.